Coffee for a while, Luke, and the root beer.
Oh, I've just had an awful lot of root beer bottles, haven't you, Uncle Luke? Insane, your root beer bottles.
Now, Tina,
what's this? What are you painting root beer bottles for, Uncle Luke?
I hope you're not going to deceive the public, Luke, by painting them with ginger ale.
Oh, no, no. He's painting them red and green and pink. Oh, they're awful pretty, too.
Well, what's it all about, Luke? Well, I'll tell you how it is. You remember them top bottles I sold for candlesticks the other day when you was in here?
Oh, I remember that, don't you?
Yeah, sure. That's it. That lady that bought them was in here again today, and she showed me them there candlesticks, and I enjoyed theirs right nice.
Really?
Yeah. That's it. That there gave me the idea I could sell all them bottles for the same thing. I got dozens of them back there. Going to paint them all up and have a extra special clearance closing out bargain sale of candlesticks. See, sir?
Well, let's see one you have painted.
No, sir. No, sir. Not till they're all done and ready for the sale. Say, in about 10 days or so. I got a lot of them to paint, and then I gotta let them dry for a bit. My dad ratted, I bet them candlesticks will just sell like hotcakes, that's what.
Well, I hope they do.
Well, so do I. Let us know when the sale goes on, will you, Uncle Luke?
I won't have to, man. I won't have to let you know. You'll probably be hearing about it from everybody. Probably getting the papers, too.
Uncle.
Yeah?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants?
What's that?
Can I ask you a question about those elephants you told us about?
Oh, those elephants. Why, sure you can, Tina. Fact is, I was wondering what you were thinking so deep about. What is it you want to know?
Well, Uncle Luke.
Yes?
When you sawed the tusks off those elephants, the bulls, the first time, that let them loose from the ground, didn't it?
Yes.
Who held them then, Uncle Luke?
Then? Who? Why, shucks, Tina. I guess you better talk some more about them bottles. I'll tell you about that later, Tina. Now, what I'm going to do with the sale is this. I'm going to, after I get them painted, I'm going to take them their, elephant, them their pop bottles, and put them all up on the shelf and do it. You've seen here any wrong information about Africa. How about it? Say, I'll tell you what I'd like. I'd like to hear you play something on the old melodeon. That's when I can think good when the melodeon is going.
All right.
You got something you can play on that?
I can do that.
There you go.
I'm sorry, 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 I'm sorry,
Well, that sounded right nice.
Well, are you ready to go ahead now? You've got your plot all worked out.
Oh, now, Dad's right. It ain't no plot at all to this here story. Why, shucks. You folks would have a buddy think I was just making this up.
Oh, no, we don't. I'm for a time.
Well, all right then. All right. Heaven shining through. Why, there's nothing on earth I wouldn't do for that little boy of mine.
He's all the world to me. He climbs up on my knees. To me, he's always dear. That little boy of mine.
What with baseballs anyhow? Girls play with dolls and jacks and things like that.
Well, the boy said I could be first baseman on their baseball team if I'd furnish the ball. So Ma gave me the money to buy one.
Baseball, eh? You reckon you could hold it once they tossed it to you?
Oh, I'm a good ball player, Uncle.
You are, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's your springtime, all right, when they get out the bats and balls. George, if I ain't mistaken, yes. Springtime sort of snuck up on me. I'll see. I can't find any baseballs. Baseballs? There's moss balls. Got baseballs. Don't seem to have no baseballs, though. Let's see. Thank you. You reckon that'll do, Timmy?
No, it has to be a baseball.
I'd let that go to bargain, Kenny.
No, I want a baseball, Uncle Lou.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cowbell. I'll make this cut you do.
I reckon I'm smack out of baseball, Jimmy.
Oh, I just knew you'd be. Now I won't be able to play on the team.
Oh, there now, Teeny. Don't carry on now.
I want a baseball.
You sit up here. I'll tell your story.
I want a baseball.
Sit still now, and I'll tell you nice story. I ever tell you about the time when I used to play baseball?
Oh, were you ball player, Uncle?
Why, them scouts used to come down here every year, wanting me to join up with the big leaguers. But I never do it. I argued it wasn't fair to the local team.
Tell me about it, will you?
Well, now, come think about it, I'll tell you what we'll do. Let's ask Marion and Jim to sing us a song whilst I get my facts straight, and then I'll tell you the story.
All right. Will you sing a song, Marion and Jim?
What would you like to hear, Jim?
I like that one about the horses. I like that one.
Oh, yeah. The king's horses, huh?
Yeah.
Well, sing us that one, Marion and Jim, and I'll help you out a little bit. About baseball in the days when it was a man's game. Not something for little girls like you to play.
Oh, did you have fights?
Fights? Sure, we had fights every inning. Well, the game I was talking about was the deciding game for the county pennant. I was pitching.
Were you a good pitcher, Uncle?
Oh, sure, when I threw that ball, I never did see it. In fact, nobody saw it up till the ninth inning. The score was 18-20 in our favor.
So you won, huh?
I'm coming to that. Well, sir, the visitors came up to bat in the ninth inning, and the first man up popped a little fly to Ed Tansucker. He was played short. Off the short.
I'm a good shortstop, too, Uncle.
Now, you keep still, or I won't finish my story, Jeannie.
All right, I'll be quiet.
And as I said, the first man up, he knocked a little pop fly to Ed Tansucker. But what did Ed do but drop the ball? Yes, sir. Mustard. Look at the whistle. Well, by the time he touched up and kicked batter, the batter had got all the way to second base. Now, sir, the next man up got three balls and two strikes, and then what happened but the umpire gave a bad decision and walked him. Yes, sir. I could have done plenty about that, but I didn't say a word. I just kept my tongue still. Well, that gave the man on the first.
And third. And nobody was out, huh?
Nobody was out. Well, I'd pitched a long game, and I don't know just what happened. But just as I was about to pitch to the next fellow, why, Pete Pennywhacker yelled something to me. Well, I figured that the man on first was stealing, and I sort of jerked back. But I'd already started to pitch, so rather than be called for a balk, I let her go. And, of course, the batter hit it. Well, sir, he knocked a home run. Clear over the Swords' cornfield, he knocked it.
And so you lost the game, did you?
Now, I didn't say anything about losing. As I said, this was in the days when baseball was a he-man's game.
Well, what did you do, Uncle Luke?
Well, sir, I had to act fast. All I did was to yank my pistol out of my belt. We all carried pistols in them days. And I shot the runner on third base.
Oh, you shot him?
Yeah. Now, the rule says a runner on base can't pass another runner hit him, so the man I shot dropped in his tracks, and, of course, the other two couldn't pass him, so that ended the game. We won, 18-20.
Gee, that certainly must have been an exciting game, Uncle.
Well, that ain't nothing compared to the time when we was playing. What's that, Mary?
I think it's almost supper time, Uncle Luke.
Oh, so it is. Well, you sing us one more song, and we'll all be in supper.
Never make the same mistake. Oh.